The more effective a super spy chief, the more potentially dangerous.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Soviet boss Nikita Khrushchev appreciated the ideas of Lavrenty Beria, the head of the NKVD, the predecessor of the KGB, and had him shot. President Nixon found CIA Director Richard Helms insufficiently accommodating about taking the rap for Watergate and exiled him to the embassy in Iran. How much power the top spy should wield on his or her own is now at issue in a simmering debate over the proposal of the 9/11 Commission for a National Intelligence Director with authority over everything called intelligence. The Bush administration insists that the president must maintain control of the intelligence budget and the hiring and firing of the director, which makes the director something less than autonomous. The current flap over the orange alert for financial institutions in New York, New Jersey, and Washington is emblematic of the problems of inadequate coordination. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge announced the alert on Sunday, but did not say that the surveillance information predated 9/11. When that fact came out, it led to speculation that the alert might be politically motivated. Earnestly denying that, the White House came up with more recent information about the vulnerability of the financial institutions. It has become known that the information about the Al-Qaeda threat was originally received by the CIA, which relayed it to the White House. Between Saturday and Sunday afternoon, and with the president away in Texas, there was a series of discussions among the CIA, the White House, and Homeland Security that finally resulted in the orange alert. Would this have played out differently if there was one person in charge of intelligence about terrorism and the recommended response? And would that person have more power than is healthy for a democracy? Hard to know, but it's evident that something is needed to make the covert wheels of government mesh more effectively. This is Daniel Shore.